Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's Kitchen Gadgets recipe is for Nana's magic soup in the soup maker. I mean, you've probably not even heard of Nana's magic soup. Neither had I until one of my readers said, I've seen Nana's magic soup on Tesco's. It was in the Tesco's magazine. I would love to know how to convert it to the soup maker, and can you do so with less oil? And I'm like, what's Nana's magic soup? Exactly. And then I read it, and then I kind of thought to myself, this is just kind of tomato soup. And it was. It's very much tomato soup with a few extra ingredients in that make it a bit more creamy. And then I think what makes it into the Nana part is the cute, really cute little cheese toasties that's served with it. I mean, in America, the traditional is always tomato soup with grilled cheese. So it kind of works together. And what's interesting about this soup is it's one of those that's full of good ingredients. So the idea being is it's what your grandma makes when you're feeling poorly and you just want lifting through these winter months when it's cold outside. And I just love the idea of it. And of course, I've lost the oil from the recipe. I've lost a few other ingredients that are quite fatty in it. Of course, we've got cheese toasties in here, so it's not exactly perfect. But it's an interesting concept. And it shows how easy it is to convert a regular soup in the pan that takes ages to make into the soup maker, and how you can dump the ingredients in and it just makes a brilliant soup. So what you will need for this is a full can, which are normally 400 grams, of tinned tomatoes, a medium sweet potato, 4 large carrots, 1 red pepper, 1 red onion, 1 cup, which is 240 ml of veggie stock. We use that Instant Pot veggie stock that we make. About 4 tablespoons of leftover mashed potatoes, a teaspoon of chopped garlic, a tablespoon of mixed herbs, and some salt and pepper. And note, to give it that creaminess, that's what you have your sweet potato and your carrots there for, and the added ingredient of your leftover mashed potatoes. And then, of course, we're serving that with our air fryer grilled cheese. So we're making the grilled cheese and we're doing it in the shape of hearts just to make it nice and fun. So peel and dice the sweet potato, red onion and the carrots. Then slice the red pepper into chunks. Load everything into the soup maker. So this includes the sweet potato, the red onion and the carrots. And then you can load them in any order, and then you add in your other ingredients too at this point. So that includes your Instant Pot stock as well, and then your seasonings and whatnot. Though you can add your seasonings later if you wanted to, it's totally up to you. But what I prefer to do is I prefer to load up the soup maker with the vegetables, the stock, the tinned tomatoes, and then the seasonings on top. I find that really easy. And then cook your Nana's Magic Soup for 25 minutes on the smooth soup setting. And then when the soup has about 5 minutes left, make your air fryer grilled cheese. So just follow our normal air fryer grilled cheese recipe that's on RecipeThis.com. And then once the grilled cheese is made and you've brought it out the air fryer, place it on a chopping board and then use a heart cutter to make heart-shaped toasties. Then pour the magic soup into bowls and add the heart-shaped toasties on top before serving. And then, of course, if it's too thick or thin, you can adjust by adding more mashed potatoes for thicker and a little bit more stock for thinner. And you can mix and match these seasonings. We've kept it simple with some garlic, mixed herbs, salt and pepper. It's totally up to you what you add or what you include, and it's just so easy for cooking using your soup maker and then using your air fryer at the same time for the grilled cheese. And it's just fun and interesting. And also note, you'll have some leftovers from the toaster when you're cutting out your heart shape around the edges. What I do is that bit is I dice it up, and it makes great croutons to go on your soup as well. And it's just so yummy and just a brilliant soup for when it's colder outside and you just want a thick tomato soup or a thick vegetable soup. It's just absolutely delicious. And I just love the name, Nana's Magic Soup. I mean, it really suits, doesn't it? Thanks so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.